Good morning. I've been drinking too much, I guess. No, I mean, the Holy Spirit really dealt with me this week and yesterday. Put me off in the office and began to share with me and talk to me. He said, we have to be prepared because the coming weeks, he's going to increase his glory in his church. And he said, my people have to be ready because they're going to see things that's going to happen. When I manifest my glory, I'm there. And miracles happen. Things you haven't seen before will happen. And so he said, I've got to get them ready. So I said, okay, Dad, I'm here. Tell me what to do. So the lesson this morning says God's love. And we'll start out with a scripture that's well known to any Christian. Amen. God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish but have everlasting life. Now, the separation between God and man was a sin and death. Because when Adam and Eve ate the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, they died. When Adam disobeyed, he created the curse that's in the earth that are now. I mean, the curse that's in the earth, the death that's in the earth, Adam created that by his decision. And some people say, how could he do that? Because God gave him dominion in this earth. When he gave him dominion, he gave him the ability to create.
Yes, amen.
So therefore, when he disobeyed, he created the curse and death in the earth. Because God told him, when you eat of that tree, you will surely die. The Hebrew word in there, surely, and the word die, is the same Hebrew word. So in the Hebrew, he said, die, which means that Adam died spiritually, but he also died physically. Amen? But and that curse is still in the earth today. But we have the victory. Because our Savior, our Deliverer, our life in eternity is one man, Jesus Christ, came and defeated sin and death. Because death couldn't hold him. He was sinless, so when he died, he was made sin with our sin. And he died as if he committed sin. He didn't commit any sin, but he took our sin. Because the Word of God says, whoever hangs on a tree is cursed. So when Jesus was hung on that cross, he was cursed. He was made sin. And then he took death, went into the middle of the earth and bore our judgment and our punishment. Then God the Father raised him from the dead and set him at his right hand and said, whoever calls on him will live eternity with me.
Amen.
Pow! Because God took my sins. Why? He loved me. Why did God go and be made a curse for me? Why did Jesus take stripes on his back? Why did he go in the middle of the earth and take that? Because he loves you. Everything he did, it was love you. Why did he give you everlasting life? Why did he give you sonship? You cannot get away from the fact God loves you.
Amen.
And this is what it gave me such a liberty in life, such peace in life. And he looked at me and saw every sin I would ever commit as long as I'm on this earth. And he took it.
Yes.
Thousands of years before, he took it. So that is why, Brother Fed, The Bible says he foreknew me. Because 2,000 years ago or more, he looked at me and took all my sins. And so when I get here, I could live in liberty. Amen. If I would choose Jesus Christ, the Messiah. Amen?
Amen.
May we go further? God did not send his Son into the world to condemn it. So when I sin, he's not going to condemn me. Why? Why doesn't he condemn me? He hates sin because he already paid for it. Sin's price has been paid for. He just wants me to repent. Lord, I confess my sins. You are just and faithful to forgive me of my sins, my failures, my mistakes, my dumb, foolish mistakes, and cleanse me of all unrighteousness.
Amen.
That's the God we serve, the God of love, that forgives me when I make a mistake.
Amen.
I fall short of that glory. But Jesus came to lift me back up and give me that glory back. So I must receive that. Now, so this Greek word right here, saved, the Greek word that was translated from is the Greek word soteria. It means to be made whole. It means to be saved. So we're now saved from death. See, so many times we get confused because of English. People say, well, someday I will see death. No, you won't see death if you're a Christian. I said you won't see death because Jesus bore your sins. All you will do is your soul and your spirit will leave this body. It will fall on the ground and we'll stick it in the ground. Sometimes a beautiful casket. Sometimes just throw you out in the ocean or burn you. What do you want? It don't matter. The real you is left and went to heaven. You've left this body. This is your house. This is your house. That's all it is. But people destroy the life trying to fix his body. And when Jesus died to fix it for you. Come on. Brother Fett, you ought to say amen. It's good preaching. I got to pick him as my day to pick him, Brother Fett. I told you not to sleep late. Okay. So, why did Jesus come? Because no man or no woman can defeat sin and death by themselves. You must choose Jesus. And Jesus already defeated sin. He already defeated death. And he says, I will give you this victory if you choose me. So when you confess Jesus as your Lord and Savior, you're born again. You're a new creation and you're new. And sin has no more dominion. It does not reign over you.
Amen.
So Jesus come out of the grave. He's sitting at the right hand of the Father. And he's just waiting to give you that victory. And when you confess him as your Lord and Savior, he gives you the victory. You know what the victory is? You're born again. See, if all he did was pay for the sin, that wouldn't be enough because you'd sin again. Your nature had to be changed. That's why you must be born from heaven. Be born of the Spirit. Be born again. Amen? Let's go forward, sis. Are you ready to shout some more?
Yeah.
All right. But now the righteousness of God is apart from the law is real, revealed. Amen? So what that means, when God gave Moses the Ten Commandments and the law, that reveals sin. Therefore, now sin is imputed against the human race. In other words, you can be found guilty. Sin was before Moses. Adam sinned. He disobeyed. Amen? And Cain and Abel. Abel. That's why Cain murdered Abel. See, there was murder before the law, but it was not imputed against him. But now the law was given to Moses. Now the sin is imputed against the human. Am I saying that clearly? Imputed against the human race. Right? Sometimes I get in a hurry and I slur my words. So please forgive me. And the Lord and Elizabeth are quicker than me, and I'll improve. Okay? So now God's righteousness is revealed to you without keeping the law. So that's why, as much as I desire to live perfect before God, I still make a mistake. I still do sin. But that's all right. The blood has not lost its power and will wash my sins away.
Right.
Woo! Come on, shout. Watch this. Being witnessed by the law and the prophets. So he said, in the first covenant, was given to Moses through the law. It revealed the law, but it also revealed the promises that Jesus was coming and God was going to save the whole world through his perfect son, through the prophet Jesus. Amen? Let's go on further. I got to hurry. We have a whole page of yellow. Okay? Even the righteousness of God through faith in Jesus Christ. Whoa. I can be as righteous as God? Come on, Don. Hey, I didn't write it. Who wrote that? God spoke to a man and a woman to write, to have his word recorded down for us. So God said, even the righteousness of God through what? Come on now. In Jesus Christ. So how many of you believe in Jesus?
Amen.
Amen? And have confessed him as your Lord and your Savior.
Amen.
Amen? So you have received the right to live in the rightness of God, Jehovah Almighty.
Thank you, Lord.
Now think about how right, how perfect he is. Through faith, God sees me that perfect. That's why I can come boldly to the throne of grace and petition Almighty God face to face. The blood has gave me that as a gift. That's what rightness of God is. That I have the right to come before Jehovah, the great El Shaddai, and stand before him and talk to him, and I don't have to bow. Now, I do, because I want to show him respect. I come before him and I bow before him. Father, I'd like to talk to you, sir, because I honor him for what he has done for me. He took a little failure. He made me his son. I'm no longer a failure. Oh, do I do things wrong? Yes, I do things wrong. But it's not me no more. It's Christ in me. See, I got the gift of righteousness of God, being right with him as a gift. I can't earn it by my attitude. I can't earn it by the way I live. It's a gift. How do I walk in it? How do I walk in that free gift of being right with God? Faith in Jesus Christ. I believe the blood did the work. I believe Jesus paid the price. I don't believe there's any more price to be paid. I believe he paid it all. He paid it all. I'm in liberty in Christ. I believe that. So I have no trouble coming before God respectfully, honorably, and say, Father, I need your help. You know what? I know he's going to help me.
Yes.
I know. Because he, one time he said, there were these people They found out I was a person of faith, and I believed the word, and I believed the promise of God, and they always said, well, you fail. I said, yes, I fail. Well, how can you say you're righteous of God? I say, well, I'm not living in my righteousness. I'm living in the righteousness that God gave me as a gift. Amen. There's a difference. See, Elizabeth loves me. Are you telling me I've never made mistakes? We've been married over 20 years. Huh? Yeah, I made some. She still loves me. Even calls me husband every now and then. No, she's a perfect wife for me. But my point is, the love in her forgives me when I fail. God's love for us, he forgives us because he loves us. Yes. Not because we're perfect. Yes, see that? We're not perfect, but that doesn't harm him. He loves me. Even when I do something stupid, he still loves me. My actions do not correct his actions. His actions overtake mine. You hear that? Why? Because the blood has already been shed. And whose action was that? It was his love for me. He shed his blood for me. And his blood speaks loudly. John, you're forgiven. John, I love you. John, I will walk with you. John, I care about you. And his blood speaks for you too. I said louder, his blood speaks for you too. Amen. Yeah, let's go further, please. For all have sinned and fallen what? Short of the glory. Now, because I sin, and I was born of sin, when you're born of your mother, you're conceived and born of Adam and Eve's category of man. When Jesus came, he was born of a woman, but he didn't have a natural dad. His father was God. So he didn't have sin in his nature. He had a physical body because he had a physical mother. Because he was born of a woman, he had the rights in the earth as a man. So he walked it perfectly. So he was perfect. So he could what? Be put on the cross, be made sin, and die death and burial, and go into, I don't want to make you mad because I can prove it, he actually went into hell. Even though he was sinless. Why did he go there? But that's where I was going to go. So he had to go in my place to be my substitute. Okay? If he didn't go, I have to go. Come on. If he didn't go, you have to go. Guess what? We're not going there. We're going to heaven. Amen. Forgive me. We did that at football games. I can do it for God. Being justified, what? So, why did I need to be justified? Because I was guilty. I was guilty of sin. We all were guilty of sin. It caused us to fall short of the glory that God wanted us to walk in. Because of Adam's sin, it brought in sin and death. So mankind would fall short of that glory that God wanted man to walk in. But his love wouldn't give up. His love wouldn't stop. His love paid the price. Thank you, Father, for your love of us. And him being judge of creation, he had the right to judge man and condemn him. But before he before he would condemn us, he said, I will give man a choice. I'm going to send my only son, my love, let him bear the price of sin and death and judgment. And after he pays the price, 3 days, 3 nights, I'll raise him up and sit at my right hand And everybody that calls on him will be saved. Not if, everybody that calls on Jesus will be saved. No, oh, some people are too bad, right? You take the worst person in history, our Lord and our Savior took that person's sin. Take the person in history and did the most horrendous evil deeds. Jesus bore his sin. When he first told me that, caused me to back up. I said, "You bore Hitler's sin?" He said, "I sure did." "You bore Khrushchev's sin?" "I sure did." And I began to name some of the murderers that I knew growing up. He said, "I bore the sins." And it really, at first it made me come step back and say, "They should be punished." He said, "Son, if you committed one sin, I would put you in the lake of fire." Whoa, wait a minute. He said, "Jesus didn't die and be separated from me and go into the hell and bear judgment because of little sin and big sins. He did it for sin. He did it for sin. If you commit one sin, I have to put you in the lake of fire." Thank you, Jesus. Can you imagine you being in a lake of fire with some of those characters? I don't want to imagine it. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. His grace through redemption. Now remember, redemption means there's a price to be paid, right? That price to get you out of the evil situation you're in is called a redemptive price. So Jesus paid the redemptive price to get us out of sin. That was to come into the earth, be born of a woman, live sinlessly, be rejected, hung on the cross, crucified, die, be buried, and go into the belly of the earth and bear the judgment of mankind. Amen. That was the redemptive price that God pays for our sins. Amen. Since it's paid for, why live in sin? Since sin and death have been paid for, why live in sin? We don't have to. We can choose Jesus and live for him. Amen. And be God's child. And be... I'm justified before God through the blood of Jesus like I've never sinned. You know yourself. You know how many times you failed. It don't take but one failure, you be condemned. But because of Jesus and because of his blood, we will live forever with the Father and the Son. Forever we'll live with him. Can you imagine living with somebody that loves you that much forever? Woo-wee! That's good. All right, let's go forward, sis. Whom God set forth as a perpetuation by his blood. So his blood was shed to pay the price to redeem us from sin and death. Amen. If you believe Jesus shed his blood, then you also believe that it's the price that God paid to buy you out of sin and death. So I have been bought out. Amen. But the thing about mankind, every human has been paid for by God. Every human will ever be born in this earth has been paid for. But the thing is, God gave man dominion in the earth, and they had to choose Jesus by choice and confess him as Lord and Savior. Jesus is my Lord. Jesus is my Savior. Look, because of his forbearance, God has passed over sins that were previously committed. Amen. Let's go forward. To demonstrate at the present time his righteousness. Now, I want to stop right here. Who created Lucifer? God created Lucifer, right? And then his sin became Satan. So God is saying, and I think I put something else in there, I created the destroyer. So I paid the price to redeem man. Now what he said, I was responsible to create Lucifer. Therefore, I take the responsibility to redeem mankind back to where I created them to be.
Amen. Thank you, Lord.
You know, so it's his nature for us to take responsibility of our job, our work. I'm not just talking about job. I'm talking about our life in the kingdom. Amen. We take a responsibility. So when I sin or do something wrong, I should take the responsibility to repent. Amen. I confess my sins, Father, and you are just and faithful to forgive me and cleanse me of all unrighteousness. Only 2 more minutes, so I'll hold on 2 minutes. Let's go further, please. For the blood of bulls and goats and the ashes of heifer, sprinkling the unclean sanctifies for the purifying of the flesh. Go forward, please. How much more shall the blood of Christ, who through the eternal Spirit offered himself without spot to God, cleanse your consciousness from dead works to serve a living God? So one of the things that the blood has done, it's cleansed us so we can serve him. Right? We can serve him without consciousness of sin. So if you're one of those people like Elizabeth, Sharon, Tuesday night, you do something wrong, you beat yourself, stop it. It's already been paid for. Repent and say, Lord, help me not do it again. And he'll show you and he'll work on you. Sometimes you're going to be changed. You're going to have your mind renewed. Amen? So God will help you renew your mind. Amen? But it don't follow heaven and fall on you. It's a promise, and they have to be received by faith and patience. Right? That sometimes American people think that's an evil word, but it's not. The actual, if you go back to an old dictionary, like 1600, patience means same all the time. Amen? So if you have a problem, you'll do the same thing. No matter how many times that problem happens, you fix it the same way. You fix it the same way. And no matter who fusses you out, you'll smile and say, I love you and I'll pray for you. You don't pop them in the nose. No, you won't do that because you're a patient person. Amen? And somebody does it wrong when you're shopping. They do you wrong. You don't knock them over and fuss them out and cuss them out and say you ought to be dead, messing up my shopping. No, you don't do that because you're patient. Because you know what it feels like to have pressure on you when you're trying to do something. So you're feeling for them. Here they are trying to do this job. The boss may have just fussed them out and they've spilled it, or the man had trouble at home or trouble with grandkids or kids, you know. So many times we try to live our kids' life. We're supposed to be praying for them, not living our life for them. That's free. Can we go forward? I can hurry up. For this reason, he's the mediator of the new covenant by the means of the death for the redemption of the transgressions under the first covenant, and that those who are called may receive the promise of eternal inheritance. So you're God's child, and you have received an eternal inheritance. So the eternal inheritance means God gave you everything he has, everything he is, he gave it to you. through his son, Jesus Christ. Now your deal is, you're a baby in the kingdom. You go to the czar, the sincere milk of the Word of God. You got to learn how to operate in all these things that God freely gave you. Amen. Trouble is Satan deceives Christians, and they don't study the Bible. They don't work on the learning how to do things the way God does. See, one thing that the children do as they mature, they learn to do things like humans do, right? In the kingdom of God, we are to learn how God does them and do them that way. And sometimes that's why we're not happy, why we're not satisfied in life, because we're not doing what God gave us to do. We're still doing our own thing. And the more you hear about God, the more you hear about God's word, it makes you unsatisfied. You're not peaceful because you're not doing the things you know that God gave you to do. Amen? God gave you things to do. You're supposed to study. You're supposed to fellowship with his family. Amen? And those kind of things. And what? Give to the poor. Amen? Well, honey, come on, let's finish, honey.
Father, whatever detail needs to be taken care of, you love her like a father. You are her father, and so you're going to take care of her like a father. You're not expecting her to be grown. You're expecting her to be your daughter. So in Jesus' name, I call healing. I call health by Jesus' stripes. We stand on your word, Lord. You want her healed. You died. Jesus, you took what punishment was necessary so she could walk in healing now. Receive that now in Jesus' name.
Amen. In Jesus' name, body, you are made whole now by the power of the blood of the Lamb and the name of Jesus. You are made whole now in Jesus' name. You are the temple of God. You are cleansed by the power of the blood of the Lamb in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
You are made whole.
Thank you.
Father, in the name of Jesus, let this word go into our hearts. Let us enjoy the fact that you love us. And therefore, you're taking care of all that we need. Bless us this week, Lord. In Jesus' name, we all say, Amen.
Amen.